Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, I'd love your input on this to 51551. The Gardaí are dealing with criminal lunatics when it comes to the drugs trade, and decriminalisation of drug use would not work. That's what the former head of the Gardaí drug squad, Michael O'Sullivan, told the Citizens' Assembly last weekend. But there were also strong arguments made for decriminalisation, notably by Eddie Darcy of Youth Workers Against Prohibition. And Eddie Darcy joins us now, as does Dr. Ray Wally, who's a GP and Associate Professor of General Practice at University College Dublin. You're both very welcome to the programme, and people can text us to 51551 about their views on this. I might start with you, Eddie Darcy, first of all. You're welcome to the programme, as I say. You represented at the Citizens' Assembly a number of people working on the front line. Tell me exactly who.
Cormac, hiya. Good afternoon. I was representing a group of mostly frontline youth workers, youth and community workers from the greater Dublin area that are working. Most of them have been working for over 25 years in the communities that they serve. And I just want to make it fairly clear from the outset that we are clearly not saying that drugs are harmless. We see the harm they do to individuals, families and communities every day of our working lives. So just to get that one out of the way.
Okay, yeah. So you're not naive in any way at all. You're probably far more informed than many of us, Eddie. What are you calling for then as a group?
Well, I suppose we're concerned about the additional harm that criminalising the use of drugs does to those involved. Like in the last 25 years or so since this so-called war on drugs has been going on, we've seen considerable numbers of young men ending up in prison. Our prison population went from roughly 750 in prison every year before the onset of the drugs crisis to well over 3,500, 4,000 in prison. And many of them, when they come out of prison, are in prison because of their involvement in the drug trade. It's like a life sentence because they'll find it difficult to get employment. They find it difficult to get a mortgage. They can't travel to certain countries. They can't even get involved in their local community because they'll be carrying a drug conviction in terms of any sort of Garda vetting they need to do. Mm. So secondly, we're also pushing anybody who chooses to use drugs, we're pushing them to have to negotiate and source their drugs through criminal networks. So that brings them into contact with that whole criminal world, which we don't believe is a good thing.
Okay, you know? So one, you want to decriminalise drug use. You also, though, to be clear, you want to go further. You want the state to provide drugs in a regulated fashion, do
we
you?
Do.
What kinds of drugs?
We do, because the... Well, I think the two main drugs that fund the drug gangs here are probably cocaine and cannabis.
And how would the state...
We know that the drug market here... Mm-hmm. Well, we know the drug market here is worth, you know, 300, 400 million euros a year. A huge market. And we know the damage those drug gangs are doing in communities. We know, we see the violence is reported in the media every single day. People being assaulted, houses being attacked, people being shot. We know they collect their debts through public displays of violence and intimidation. Mm-hmm. Families all throughout Ireland now are facing, you know, violent threats from drug gangs because of debts their sons or daughters have run up, and the state is not in a position to support those families. So we would prefer to try and take away the power of the gangs by removing from the gangs the lucrative drug trade. We morally would object to it being provided through public or private enterprise, because we don't think anybody should be making a profit out of people's misery. And also we'd be concerned about private enterprise pushing sales up and looking to make a profit. So for us, government regulation and government outlets, we would believe is the way to go.
It wouldn't stop the need for people like you and your colleagues who would still try and help people falling victim to drug abuse and drug overdose and so on, and trying to help people get back on the straight and narrow. But I assume if a state agency was down the road, and if a young fella or a young girl came to you saying, I want to get some cocaine, you would try and dissuade them, encourage them on a better path. But if they were adamant, you'd say, okay, go and do it properly. Go down the road to the state agency and get your cocaine. Is that the type of way it would work?
Listen, Cormac, this is the way many other countries are starting to go, at least with cannabis. So legalising it by saying we're better off taking the product away from criminal gangs, if at all possible. Let's make the product as safe as possible. Let's try and control the age cohort that have access to it. Mm-hmm. Of course, we believe in health promotion. We believe that young people should not shouldn't need, you know, drugs that are legal at the moment to live good quality health lives. But and this debate centres around one simple issue. If we decriminalise and regulate, will it lead to a massive increase in drug use here in Ireland? Or will it actually reduce the harm caused by drug use? And remember, you know, up to 80% of young adults choose not to smoke cigarettes, even though they're legal. They choose not to smoke them because they fully understand the health implications of smoking tobacco. Many young people don't drink alcohol in increasing numbers because, again, they understand the possible, you know, health outcomes for people who drink a lot of alcohol. We don't really have good health promotion around weed use or cocaine use.
You've put forward quite a cogent argument. Let me bring in, if I may, for a second, Dr. Ray Wally. What do you make of that, Ray?
What I've listened to Eddie there is there's much probably we have in common, myself and Eddie, in regard to dealing with these issues. But what I'm hearing from Eddie there is that he's really supporting legalisation. In 2019, when Cannabis Risk Alliance, a group of like-minded doctors made up of psychiatrists, general practitioners, neurologists, paediatricians, emergency department physicians, from our experience with cannabis, we basically indicated that we believe that the wording of decriminalisation was a Trojan horse for legalisation. Now, we basically do actually support decriminalisation. We support it in a measured, sensible approach. And we support the system that the government are talking about, where you're removing a criminal sanction, you're moving to a health-led, health-diversion approach. Over the weekend, Paul Reid would have actually alluded to this and would have indicated that he was frustrated with the progress that the government were made on this health-diversion approach.
What's wrong with legalisation?
Legalisation, basically, you're effectively taking sanctions out. You are legalising the ability to, if we take the example of cannabis, to use it, grow it, sell it. Now, that has happened in the States. You have a 10 to 12 times increase.
No, hang on a second.
Usage.
That's not what I understood from Eddie. It would be through state agencies in a regulated fashion. You wouldn't be opening, it wouldn't be open sesame for everyone. Let Ray finish and then I'll come back to you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we believe is that will result in a commercialization. You're going to have the same drug lords coming into the system. The studies show at best you're going to end up having 50% controlled by the regulator and 50% provided by the drug lords, because ultimately what they will do is they will reduce the price. People will not be able to afford the regulated version, which is what is happening in the States, what is happening in Canada. And still in Canada, 30 to 50% is still within the illegal illicit trade.
Okay, what about that, Eddie?
Well, two things around that. One, obviously, we will be looking for the government-regulated outlets to reduce the price to a point that would totally make it unprofitable for drug gangs to bring the stuff in illegally. Secondly, we would make the point that Decrim still insists that whereas you will no longer be criminalised for smoking weed or using cocaine, but unfortunately you still have to go down the road and buy it off your illegal drug gang. And I think that would just further enhance the position they hold in some communities. I just can't really get my head around why anyone would think it's a good idea not to charge people who use, and I don't want people to charge you who use drugs. I think it just complicates the whole health issue. But in saying to them, but you still have to buy everything you want from a drug gang, because I just think there's something morally wrong.
What happens
with that.
Happens if the state can compete with gangland, who can actually dilute their product with something even more dangerous and flood the market with very cheap cocaine or cheap drugs, cheap other substances? What happens if the state can't compete with that?
Well, the situation at the moment is that we probably have the highest level of drug use we've ever had in the country. And, you know, the situation is that despite massive, you know, seizures by the Gardaí, like I think it was nearly 90 million last year, we've had something like 20 million of cocaine seized in the last 6 weeks. It hasn't affected the price, except the price has probably come down even slightly. So it hasn't affected supply. So we can't manage what comes into the country at the moment. But what we can try and do is give those people who choose to use drugs, and many of them are actually not very young people, many of them are people in their 20s and 30s, but at least we shouldn't have to force them to purchase their drugs.
Final word to you, Ray. A texter says, prohibition has never worked. You can't dictate human behaviour with substance use or sexuality. Isn't that a fundamental truth?
Well, basically, we had a heroin problem in the 1990s with the youth, and we actually dealt with that because we put the proper resources in and we don't have that problem. So we also dealt with the head shops by appropriate legislation, appropriate education. We do no education. This is where myself, Eddie, will agree. We actually do, yeah. We do education in regard to tobacco. We do education in regard to alcohol. We do no education in regard to cannabis. And now, for example, we have a health-led approach, which for the last year has sat there without the appropriate legislation, without the appropriate resources sitting there again. Like, ultimately, we need to put the resources into this. We need to educate the population. Like, you know, for example, there's a Cura study done in 2022 whereby it looked at students, why don't you actually take drugs? And they said they didn't want a criminal conviction. Mm. Legislation does work.
Okay.
So what we need to do is certainly we need a health-led approach, and we need the system that is in place whereby, you know, you will basically, you're caught in possession, you were the first occasion referred for health assessment, on the second occasion, you're given an adult caution, and the program will run for 1 year and will be evaluated. We need to resource and provide the legislation there in regard to this. We cannot replicate what has happened in the US and Canada, where legalization has increased the usage substantially. And we need to look at learn from Portugal, which has decriminalized. In basically Portugal, the illicit use has gone in 2001 at a percentage of 7.8% to Portugal, jumped to 12.8% 2022. The mayor of Porto is saying you actually cannot sell tobacco near a school, but you can actually basically take illicit drugs. You cannot even eat ice cream some places. They sell ice cream near a school, mm-hmm. but because of the sugar content, but you can actually take drugs. And the mayor of Porto and their police commissioner are saying, right, we need to look at this. We're going worse.
Okay.
So we need to basically decriminalise, certainly, and put in the health-led approach in regard to that. We need to resource it. And we need to start with education.
Okay, a huge number of texts in this. People are listening intently to what you're both saying. Catherine says, drugs should not be legalised, let alone the state supply them. There is too much sympathy for drug abusers, some of whom rob, thieve and assault people. An elderly neighbour near me was attacked in his home at the weekend and beaten, so says Catherine to 51551. One more from Gary, who says, I live in Dublin City and I would smell cannabis in the street 20 or 30 times a day. It is effectively legal, says Gary. Time to decriminalise and control it, he says. Thank you very much indeed, Eddie Darcy, youth worker, and Dr. Ray Wally. You can text the programme, as I say, to 51551.